Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Bleed Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined by my good friends, Cody Frankel and Avery Zaretsky. And fellas, this is just a feeling we haven't had in a while. I don't think our vibes are low. That was just like a deflating loss. To have the ability to come back and tie the game in the third, and then, you know, you take a it's a bad penalty. You know, I don't want to say that. It's unlucky.
Can't do it.
I didn't catch it live, but people are saying they showed a replay and the play looked offside.
Oh, I didn't see that, but
okay.
To your earlier point, I mean, listen, am I worried? No, but at the same time,
is there like a small part of you that's like, ah, fuck?
Like, of course. I mean, because
I feel like you can't say you're not concerned at all.
No. Well, okay. Let me walk that back. Right. This is what I said a couple times. Right.
I'm not concerned at all.
You can't. Really? No, I'm really not. Like, I'm really not. But of course, there's that little shiver that's like, oh shit, it's 3-1. You're leaving them around. Why are you leaving them around? So, like, you know, it would have obviously been a lot better if they got rid of them tonight. But you know what? They played really well tonight. I thought this was, outside of the first half of the first period, I thought it was the best they've played this postseason. I thought it was encouraging. And I thought it was the first time in this specific series that I was like, holy shit, there's points where we're actually dominating them. And I couldn't say that in the first three games, even though we won those three games. I don't think there was any stretch of the games where I was like, yo, we're absolutely smothering them right now. And I really saw that tonight. So I think that's really encouraging. And like, listen, it happens, right? Every single one of these games have been one goal games. Could have been either way. Like, could have been the opposite side of the spectrum just as easily. And we could have won tonight and been down 3-1. You know what I mean? So like, I'll take this. We're going to kick their ass at home. Not worried.
Dave?
Yeah, I'm not worried one bit. The loss was going to come, whether it was now or in the next series. Like, 16-0 is just not going to happen. It's better to get it out of the way in the most stress-free situation, right? Like, you're up 3-0. It's not like they were only up 2-0. It just, there's still that relief where they're going back home and they have a chance to do it on home ice. And, and like, you know, on the off chance they don't do it, they still have two more chances to win. And if they don't get it done, they're just never going to get it done in our lifetime.
That's just the way that you don't want to put that out there, though.
No, but it's true. In our lifetime, it's
true.
Like, I've heard, but.
I've said
they blow a 3-0 lead, I'll lose hope forever.
Exactly. Like I say it every podcast.
Yankees, Red Sox all over again, bro.
I say it every podcast. Team of Destiny. Like, this is the year. This is the year that they're meant to win the cup. The correlations, everything. And if they don't get this done, they never will. So
yeah,
I have little to no concern. 16, like I said, 16-0 wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, don't stress, let them recoup. I thought they played a really good game after they let up the first two goals. Like, I thought throughout it was a great game. I don't think it was their best game of the playoffs, but because, you know, recency bias might make us feel that way. Mm-hmm. But I do think it was a really good, solid game for the Rangers. And there were some bright spots, like Alexi Lafreniere had an amazing game.
Amazing.
The third line,
I would say, game
amazing.
One was their best game.
Yeah, and the third line played amazing tonight too. Lobby was rolling them almost every other shift, it felt like. Mm-hmm. And Kako had a great game. I mean, I can go through the full list of guys who played great, but regardless, don't panic.
I will say though, I thought Panarin was very quiet. I thought that was Panarin's quietest game.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that because he didn't have a point.
He had the puck a lot, right? And he was trying to do his thing. But what I noticed is, like, he'd be in the neutral zone and would start to move and then get the puck taken away. And they were kind of cutting his angles off today and suffocating him a little bit, so he couldn't get, you know, Panarin does best, right, when he gets space and can generate the plays. Yep. And I feel like they smothered him a little bit today.
I don't think that's like a big takeaway. That was just like something that, you know, I didn't notice him as much as I have in recent games.
Yeah, I mean, Trouba, man, I thought at the beginning of the game, I know you two kind of disagreed a little bit with me and Alex, but I just thought he had a really rough first period. I know he was left out to dry a little bit by Gus in that third. Was it the third goal? But
The third goal was just like a miscommunication with everybody. Panarin had Aho, and then
Gus kind of leaves Gensel in the first period. You can't do it. I mean, it's just bad. It's a bad look. But
yeah, I think it's a speed factor, and
and
we look at it as like when we were talking about this series pre-series. We mentioned Carolina was going to get a game, right? Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, if you ask yourself before the series, what game would you rather them have? Up 3-0, give them game four. Like
that's a good point.
It's the most ideal game for them to win, right? And we all felt like it was going to happen. And yes, it would have been great for the Rangers to get a sweep, but there's a reason it hasn't happened since the expansion era.
Well, what did we say, Avery? What did we say before game three and four? Just win one.
Exactly. The Rangers have done their job every step of the way. The fact that they swept the first round was like not a miracle, but it just felt like it doesn't happen often for us Rangers fans. So we kind of took it for granted. And I think that now that we're in it, we realize that Carolina is still a great team. There's a reason that they were favored in this series. I didn't agree with it, but there was reasonings that backed it up. And now we just look at it as, listen, they got their game, but the Rangers are still going to take care of business, whether it's in game five, hopefully not game six, but they will take care of business in this series. So don't feel discouraged about the loss tonight.
There's some points that I want to make too. I feel like I haven't really gotten like my opinion out yet. This is what I asked Laviolette in the post game. No, it's just that was the first game they trailed by multiple goals all playoffs.
Yeah.
And the fact that they battled back from that to me showed a lot. And I know you don't really, I know in the playoffs, like, you know, regular season, you can take moral victories. Playoffs, it's all results based, right? Like, if you don't win games, you are fucked. Your season's over. But in this situation, having won seven in a row, I feel like you can assess it differently and say, you know what, they can go into game five and actually feel good despite losing that game. And it's, you know, it's not a game where we can say they dug themselves in a hole and it was tough to get out of. But in reality, that's a game that they had and kind of let it slip away, right? Because you have the momentum at 3-3, you come back, you're dominating in the third period for the most part.
Yeah.
And that can go either way. It's 50-50. So I don't look at that as like, the first period is the reason they lost. Like, they tied the game. Like, to me, the difference is, and here's where I am worried. Like, this is my concern. It's that before the game, you know, I actually went to lunch with Dan Rosen and Vince today. And like, we were talking about the game tonight, you know, our thoughts, what we think will happen, what we're worried about, you know, what they can do, what could go wrong. And my piece was that the only thing that would scare the shit out of me in this game is if Carolina scores a power play goal early in the game and then they just dominate and run the Rangers out of the building. To that point, I might be worried that what happened could be worse. That Carolina gets a game-winning goal on their power play, which had been struggling the whole series, 0-16, and their power play is what brings them over the edge in that game and wins them the game, and now they feel confident going into game five. I don't know how I necessarily feel about it. Like, you know, it's a tough one, and that's the one thing that you had. Like, Rod Brindamore had that quote after the game, and I'll plug it. It was like, we're talking about two stories, you know, and one story it's going bad, but the other story it's pretty damn good.
Rod, just how the team has been playing, you know, it's by all the games being really close. What does it say about the team? Just the fact they've been fighting every game, every period, and just being able to keep the chance.
No, I appreciate that question. You know, we were focusing on how bad we're playing, but we're really playing pretty damn good. And, you know, I look at it that, and I'm separating. There's two games going on here. I mean, if you want to write the right story, that's what's going on. And we're losing one badly, but we're doing pretty damn good on the other one. So it's just how we can figure out how to make this story get a little better. That's the difference.
You know, and everyone's like, what the fuck's he talking about? But he was talking about how, you know, had Carolina had scored maybe on one or two power plays, this series is different. But they hadn't, and that's why they were down 3-0, and they didn't deserve to be in the series because they fucking couldn't score in the power play. But now they get one, and it's like, fuck, we gave them a little bit of life in the one area that they were dead in. You know, that was the one thing they were dead.
Yeah,
and
but
that's just my concern. And now it's like, you know, you talk, and you know, I know I've spoken a lot here, but now game five, like, you can feel confident. The Rangers are great at home. Like, I am very confident in the Rangers' ability at home. But in that one little concern, it's like, if for God's sake they don't get it done in game five, fuck. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously don't want to bring it back to Carolina, right? But yeah,
that is like, that is, yeah, just,
you, no, your point is valid. I think that the real reason they lost tonight is they didn't handle the building from the jump, when what they did in game three is they didn't let it get out of hand, and it did. It got out of hand early. Well,
it was the flip of the script. The power play.
I mean, also that penalty is the reason they lost, because they had all the momentum in the world going into the last 10 minutes of the game, and then that penalty happens. And I don't know about you guys, but like the second
that actually had that one great chance late, right before the penalty.
I know. And the second that penalty happened, I literally said to my friends, I was like, fuck, that's it. Like, you just knew it. Like, you just knew it, because it was just like, we had all the momentum in the world. And this is the classic, like, wow, we're dominating. They score, they win the game. I think the way to, you know, get around that, right, you got to just take care of business at home. And, you know, Avery's been saying this for a while. Like, I was looking back at, like, I remember, I think the episode was like November 12th or something like that. I went on a rant and I said, like, this team has a window for 3 to 4 years, but like, they're never going to be better than this year. And like, you know, they're not build a lot of teams try and build for like dynasties. We're building for a cup, like a cup. And that's, it's gotta be this year. Like, it's gotta be, you know what I mean? Like, they're, everything's working for them. And even, and the example I'm making here is like, they were literally dead in the water in the first 10 minutes of this game. Like, I think we all were like, holy shit, this, like,
I think there's actually more positives than negatives to take away. It's just the fear of giving Carolina life.
Yeah, no, you know? I get it. But I think, you know, you still have your foot on them, and you just can't take it off, right? You got to just take care of business at home. I think game five, I think it's very important that we score first.
Yeah. Well, here's a question I'll ask you too. And objectively, this question is probably very stupid, but in my head, when I ask the question in game five, who has more pressure? Like, objectively, the answer would be Carolina, because they're down 3-1 with their season on the line. Mm-hmm. But in my brain, it feels like the Rangers have more pressure, because because of course it does.
You're Rangers guys. That's just
because if you don't win game five at home, your momentum still can, in this series is
win,
gone.
But you still have two games to win, though. This team's been so good, man. There's no doubt, dude.
I don't know if it is gone, Johnny. I'm going to disagree with you, and the reason I say that, and again, I think we're winning in five. I think we all knew that, you know, and I said this to you guys like last week when we talked through this. I was like, game four is the game that they're going to lose. Like, once we were up 2-0, I just knew it. Like, we weren't going to win, but right. We even talked about it. We were like, they got to steal one in Carolina. They did that, right? Mm-hmm. They did it. Job accomplished. They still won. They got to go home now and take care of business. And I think the important thing to take away is, you know, MSG, right? We know how crazy it gets. Like, every single one of these games have been a one goal game. So we got to assume games five, potentially six and seven, will all be one goal games, right? So we just need to get on the right side one time. And I do feel really good knowing, you know, two of those potential games could be at MSG, but I do think they'll be able to take care of business in game five. Yeah.
Also, Carolina's 4-13 on the road, and
yeah, less, you know, yeah, they're terrible.
But that's why I'm like, you know what? I'm not saying that I'm worried. Like, I have all the confidence in the world.
I get your point. It's valid. It's valid point.
But that one,
I get it. Yeah, it's dude. I'm a diehard Yankees fan. Avery's a Yankee. Like, I lived this shit with the Red Sox. Like, you know, I lived it in real fucking time. Like, as a kid, it's
there's always some form of concern, even if we try to say there's not. But the Rangers have the opportunity to go back into their building and take game five and go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And speaking of opportunities, I want to tell you about Melon. You see me, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing the Melon hat, as well as Cody. Johnny probably can't wear it in the press box, but I know he's wearing it when he's not in the press box, because he loves his Melon. And I just want to tell you a little bit about the hat quality. They're built to last 5 times longer than any other hat, and they also have natural antimicrobial properties, so sweat doesn't break down the hat. It's actually incredible. I go out and play golf, I come back, I run some water under the hat, no sweat, nothing. The hat stays exactly the same. I have such a pet peeve with hats. Like if one of my hats bends or anything, I can't wear it ever again. But this hat, the structure stays. It was banging around on the plane today on the way home. Nothing happened to it. Great. And you want to talk about comfort and fit. Cody's got a little bit of a smaller melon than us. He's got the smaller size. I got the medium size. There's even the XL size. But if you don't know your size, you can go to melon.com and go on their fit finder and find what fits best for you. But the best part about this, the opportunity I was talking about, and Melon doesn't do this often, 30% off hats. If you go to melon.com/bluecrew and use the code bluecrew at checkout, you will get 30% off of your order. Go to melon.com/bluecrew. Use the code bluecrew at checkout. Go now. The offer expires soon. Go now.
Code's only valid for 2 more weeks.
Yes. Good call. Say it again, Cody, because I think I talked over you. Say it again.
Code's only valid for 2 more weeks.
Okay. So Jackknife82 always, you know, asked questions for this show and came on the communal pod. And first of all, we should just shout out everyone that came on to that show. Avery, that was so much fucking fun. And Cody, I wish you were there.
I had a blast, boys.
It was a lot of fun that you weren't there, but I wish you were there, and we'll do it again.
I wanted to do it tonight, but it's just this is kind of like a quickie, and it's more fun when people are happy.
Yeah, I agree. But there could be a need for a vent, you know?
For sure.
This doesn't feel like a venting situation. Right. But yes, shout out to everyone. That was awesome. That was a lot of fun for us, and we'll do it again for sure. But I want to bring up this point that Jackknife82 made, and I actually might use this in the locker room at practice. Well, they don't practice tomorrow, so maybe like game 5 or pregame, whatever. Either way. So Jackknife just tweeted this. Not a question, but for what it's worth, Laviolette coached a team to a reverse sweep in 2010, and Quick was in goal for one in 2014. You'd like to think having guys that pulled that off will know what it takes to prevent one from happening to them. That's a really fucking good point, because it's only happened, I think, 4 times in NHL history, right? It's 2014 Kings, 2010 Flyers, 74 Islanders, 75 Islanders.
Maybe? Yeah, they talked about it on the broadcast. I wasn't really paying that much attention.
But I think that's actually so interesting that, you know, it's only happened 4 times in the history of the game. And the Rangers have 2 people on their team that have been through it on the other side. So, you know, I'm curious to hear what they would say and how they remember going through that on the other end and how to, you know, Jack makes a great point. I don't really have any comment on it, but like that's something interesting to think about, that we have that experience, you know? Do you guys have a thought on that at all? Or just Jack just kind of said it pretty perfectly?
I think that they would have a good answer for it, but I also think they're just taking it game by game. They don't want to think about that.
But that's what they were doing back then. You know, in 2010, you're taking it game by game. In 2014, you're taking it game by game. So how do you, on the flip side, not let it get to these points? You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm also glad that and listen, it was a cool record, but I'm glad the Igor goals against thing got put to rest. I was so sick of hearing it, dude. The most consecutive games with 3 goals.
Why were you sick of hearing that?
Because it's just like it was almost like they were trying to jinx it every game. Oh. Blah, blah, blah. Like, okay. I'm just so glad it just put the rest.
Well, that's something I have too. What was the broadcast saying before the Shea goal? Because I'm in like so many fucking group chats, and they were all like, oh my God, Carolina's really 0-16. Like, people that don't follow it that closely, like, didn't know, I guess.
Yeah.
And then
next
thing you know, it's like, oh my God, they fucking scored. Yeah.
Yeah. Kenny mentioned how they were like, oh, and you have to as a broadcaster, right? And it frustrates us as fans because it feels like a jinx, especially because the way it happens all the time is they say it and then the worst possible thing happens. And he said it as they were skating the puck into the zone, and then 5 seconds later, they score.
Yeah. Yeah, they were a little passive on that PK, I thought. I mean, you know, they were in lanes and whatnot, but that's a great shot by Brady Shea too. Last thing I'll bring up, you know, obviously there's not specific detail about it. Philip Hedl wakes up with an illness. You know, we asked Laviolette about it. They won't really touch on it in full detail. So I don't have, and people are asking me if I know any more about it. There's no answer to it. I don't know if it's food poisoning. I don't know if it's head related. Like they just haven't specified on what it is. Illness is the word they're going with. And that's the information that was given to us. And that's all we're really going to know about it. You know, I'm sure that'll be asked tomorrow or Monday when their next media availability is, and hopefully Phil is feeling better and can play. But I thought Johnny Brodzinski came in and did his job. I don't think there should be any blame on him. I don't think Matt Rempe has a bigger impact on that game. And I'm a Rempe supporter. You know, I don't know if you feel the need, if Hedl can't play, to throw Rempe in at home, because we know what he does to the home crowd. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Johnny Brodzinski, he blocked a ton of shots. He made a ton of great defensive plays. Sure, he didn't create much offense, but that line scores a huge goal. Gaudreau gets a deflection. And I thought Brodzinski, for what he was asked to do, he did. And
absolutely, his speed and his trying to find the word for it. His like he wants to be out there, right? And he wants to be in the lineup every night. So the way he came out, banging bodies, getting into the dirty areas, I agree. I think he did his job.
He's been responsible.
Yeah. He didn't make too many mistakes, and I think like that's all you can ask for, right? Because you know, right. We all saw the lingering penalty at the end of the game. That could have easily been a Rempe penalty. Like, let's be real, right? Like, that could have been a Rempe penalty if he was on there. Who knows? So yeah. I think in terms of, like, limiting mistakes, Brodzy was the guy. But my question for you guys is, what do you do game five, going home to an MSG crowd, knowing a guy like Rempe can be that energizer and giving the Rangers possibly an edge and pumping up the crowd as well and giving MSG a different type of feel? I mean, do you go Rempe or do you stick with what you got?
I think if Hedl is ready, he plays.
No. If Hedl's a no-go.
If Hedl's a no-go, I think Rempe's in.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning that way too. Yeah, if Hedl's fine, Hedl's playing. I mean,
yeah. I'm honestly kind of indifferent about it. You know, I thought the fourth line played a lot more tonight than, you know, I don't know if Rempe's out there in a 3-3 game in the third period. Like, I don't think he is.
Right.
And Brodzinski was. And Brodzinski made good plays. He allowed other guys to get rest, you know, and to basically roll four lines. So I think when it comes to just playing responsibly, I think you keep Brodzinski in. And I don't think the Rangers are going to need energy. You know, I think they play, like, aside from the first 10, 15 minutes, they had energy. They played fine. They played good. They outplayed Carolina, like you said, Cody. I don't think they need life right now.
I don't think it's a need. I think it's just...
It's an added weapon, for sure.
That's just the way that they're going to handle... When they're on home ice, unless Philip Hedl's in the lineup, I think it's just going to be Rempe.
But I'm just saying I'm indifferent. Like, I don't really have
a preference. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But I used to be like, keep Rempe in. And now I'm like, I think Johnny Brodzinski, if any fans had concern about him, he earned their trust tonight.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say about him.
Agreed.
And now, just for the crowd that's like, take Trouba out of the lineup, like, bench him, fuck, like, listen, he makes mistakes for sure, but he's the captain of this hockey team that has lost one game in the playoffs. You know, you can't just abort the mission here because he had a bad game, and he's had some pretty good games. I think, you know, like, I know he was on for, what was it, 6 straight Carolina goals. That was the stat tonight. Mm-hmm.
I think the issue, sorry to interrupt, but I think that upsets people, right, is the mistakes he makes aren't like small things. It's always something big. Yeah. And excuse me if you hear that siren.
No, but,
it's always like something big that fans just smack their head on. And I think, you know, listen, at the end of the day, yes, Trouba's our captain. And, you know, I would say most Rangers fans have a love-hate with him. biggest thing that looms over everybody's head is the $8 million price tag, right? Yeah. Like, he's not an $8 million defenseman. We fucking get it. Everybody knows he is who he is at this point. I think, you know, that's something that, like, will always follow him wherever he goes. Yeah. And I think anytime he makes a mistake, like, that's looked at, because other $8 million defensemen don't do those kinds of dumb things. And I think that's why people get on Trouba, and why I get on Trouba, and why, you know, Avery gets on Trouba, and you get on Trouba. But, you know, he's our captain's, right? So we got to rally behind him, and he needs to, he made some good plays. He blocked shots, right? Like, that's all we can ask for. And, you know,
he does a lot of the dirty stuff.
He does do a lot of the dirty stuff. Yeah.
And also, I think, you know, a big thing about the game winning goal for Carolina, like, the guy who takes the penalty, Ryan Lindgren, is one of our best penalty killers. So you don't have him out there either. You know, that's huge. But listen, I think, like we said, there's no need to panic, but, like, there definitely is, like, I think you're allowed to be worried, you know, like, Carolina is a team that shouldn't be slept on. And, you know, the Rangers have to come out and they have to have a very good first period. That's got to be the main focus. And that's it. Have a good first period. Don't give this team any life. Try to put them away throughout the game. But it all comes down to that first 10 minutes of that game. Like, just like in game one, first 10 minutes, the Rangers were fucking dominant. And, you know, Carolina, sure, they got back in the game late, but the Rangers had it the whole time. And, you know, Avery, I don't know if you have a thought or something, but looks like your brain's churning a little bit.
No, I'm fighting the idea of being concerned, right? Like, I think that my entire life I've been concerned, and I've struggled with reality in terms of what it's like to be a Rangers fan, because every year it's such a grind. And I think back to October when you're just talking about how long the season is, and, you know, you go so far and you become this team, and then you lose in the first round, and you think, like, how can it ever be this better? And now we have this team that is just so good in every single way. They're built to win a Stanley Cup. We know this. I just don't see a world where they don't win this series, and it could come to a point where they lose on home ice and they might have to go back to Carolina and win game six. But the overarching thing is they're winning this series. Okay. So I understand how it feels on a game-to-game basis to be concerned. Like I said, it's been a whole life thing for me. Concern, stress, heart problems because of the Rangers. It never stops. But I can sleep easy at night knowing they're taking care of this series. They have to. And they know they have to.
Also, I think so too.
Yeah. And the thing I'll say too, like, I don't see Carolina beating Igor four games in a row.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like,
yeah.
They're not, they just can't. They can't. He's too good, and he's been too good in this series. And
Carolina, I believe, again, was favored in that game, right? Were they not?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't check the line, but what, Avery? Why are you shaking your head?
I mean, are the Rangers going to be favored in any game this year?
That's what I'm asking. Like, the Rangers, I would imagine they have to be favored on home ice in game five. And if they're not, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. No, I agree. And, boy, speaking of lines, I want to talk about one of our sponsors. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports this season, especially NHL playoffs, MLB, golf, and NBA. All the latest stats, news, scores, available for your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, lines, team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. So definitely head to the website, use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, Avery knows, it's where the game starts. Back to the show.
All right, so just a couple of things to talk about to wrap it up, because I feel like we're tired and
we're so tired.
You can't force it, but just to
Rod Brindamore's 1 a.m. today for you guys.
Yeah, I know. Just to Rod Brindamore's credit too, he said the Rangers played a great game. Like, you know, that the opposing coach was like,
he's trying to gas us up, bro.
Well, I just think if you're a Ranger fan, you don't look at this game and be like, They suck. Like, they played great. Cody, you said it off the hop. But the last thing I want to talk about, and, you know, granted, like, I love these conversations. I think they're fun, and they suck when it's your team. We're obviously not calling game five a must win, but is it a can't lose?
Can I say it's not a can't lose? It's a you don't want to fucking lose because.
Well, wouldn't that be a can't lose?
No, no, it wouldn't be because can't lose is like you lose and you're fucked. Like you're actually fucked. Like you don't want to lose is you don't want to put yourself in the fucking position to now be 3-2 going back to Carolina mm-hmm. where anything can happen, especially they're the best road team in the league or top two. So I think.
Home team.
Home team. Sorry.
We're tired.
Yeah. So tired. Yeah. They're top two home team in the league and you don't want to put yourself in that position. So I'm going to say it's a, you don't want to lose it. You know, things happen. I still just cannot see them beating Igor three more times. I would not be able to wrap my head around that. All that said, like, I really do think we're going to take care of business in game five. And I mm-hmm. think today was such a building blocks type of game for the team because they just built on their game and you saw each period progressed, they got better and better and better and took away from Carolina, which they have not done in the first three games. Like if you want to say you thought they played better in game one, that's totally fine. I'm still standing with game four.
Well, collectively, like a full 60.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, yeah, of course they let a fucking three goals in the first 10 minutes, but
yeah,
but I just think in that second and third period, there were long stretches of that game where I was like, holy shit, like this team is actually dominating Carolina right now. Like Gensel was going to the net. Nope. Took it away from him. Like we weren't doing that the first three games. So I think that's something to build on. And I think with the MSG crowd pumping them up, endless possibilities, fellas.
Minor adjustments. I thought they played a great game. Just go back into New York. It's not a can't lose. It's just a just win.
It's a just fucking win.
So the answer is you're an idiot, Johnny. It's not a can't lose.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions. I mean, you know, you don't want to go back to Carolina. It's awesome.
No, you definitely do not. But like I said, we're winning the series. So
yeah. So we're calling it a just fucking win. That's what we're gonna call it.
Just fucking win.
All right. That's all I really got.
The title of this episode.
Yeah, I like that.
The real fear. You want to hear real fear?
Fucking Avery won't let this go.
If it goes to game seven, the concert.
Oh, no shit. Luckily, it's at the Garden. If it was at Carolina.
No, the concert he's saying.
The concert, bro.
I'm not even putting that. No.
That's the real fear.
I'm shutting you down.
You want to see real fear in my eyes? That would be.
Honestly. If they go to game seven, I'm enjoying the shit out of that concert because I don't even want to know what happens. I'm going to be so scared. I don't even want to know what happens, dude.
I might like yell at everybody in the row, be like, if someone says something to me about the game during this concert, I'll stab you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Cody.
All right. Let's do this shit. Can't fucking lose. Just fucking win. LFGR, baby.